propelled by a fight over a Ten Commandments monument at the Alabama Supreme Court, small communities around the country are forcing the issue. They're trying for ways to display the Ten Commandments legally, and they're getting a lot of support. Rallies and demonstrations organized by conservative Christian groups. As Susanna Capilluto of Georgia Public Radio reports, Barrow County, Georgia, is the latest to enter the fray.
Barrow County is a small rural community about 50 miles east of Atlanta. A year and a half ago, someone apparently snuck into the courthouse there and placed a 3-by-5-foot framed poster of the Ten Commandments on a wall in a breezeway. Eddie Elder is the chairman of the county commission.
It is a religious document, but it's a very historic document. We have received comments from the people of Barrow County, and in my estimation, 99.9% of those people are in favor of leaving it there.
Despite the threat of a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union, the county commission voted unanimously this summer to keep the display where it is. Now the county is being sued, says ACLU attorney Maggie Garrett, because that vote, she says, violates the constitutional provision of separation of church and state.
They're placing their seal of approval on a religious creed. They're endorsing this creed over other religions, over non-religion, and that the Establishment Clause says they cannot do.
Barrow County is one of a number of communities around the country searching for legal ways to display the Ten Commandments in public buildings. Since 2000, at least 24 such cases have gone to court across the nation. Some communities have hung the Ten Commandments with historic documents. That practice has been upheld by the courts. Other communities have tried for a solo display of the Ten Commandments. The Georgia ACLU alone is currently involved in at least 3 cases. Again, Maggie Garrett.
It is a bit frustrating because the courts are clear that such displays are unconstitutional, yet people keep putting them up. And really, it ends up just wasting taxpayer money and resources by fighting these cases that are ultimately going to lose.
While the courts have been issuing their rulings, Ten Commandments supporters are taking their battle to the people.
Even some Christian leaders who have...
Last week, the National Ministry Center and the Christian Coalition, among others, organized a bus tour that traveled through 5 southern states. Entitled The Spirit of Montgomery, Save Our Commandments Caravan, it carried a replica of the monument removed from the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building. On their stop at the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta, hundreds showed up to show their support. Barrow County Pastor Jody Heiss told the crowd that Christians shouldn't worry about the ACLU.
Their efforts to cram down our throats and the throats of the majority of the people in Barrow County and other counties, their liberal agenda and their unconstitutional demands, and it's time for people like us to stand up and genuinely say, enough is enough of this.
The rally drew politicians from both parties. Georgia's Republican governor, Sonny Perdue, spoke to the crowd. Both Georgia senators, one Republican, one Democrat, sent letters of support. Kristen Hansen, who came to the rally from LaGrange, Georgia, says she was glad to hear from so many politicians because she says her Christian faith is under attack.
I'm tired of people trying to tell us we can't have it here and we can't have it there. I think it's a very important part of our history and what this country was founded on, and you can try to change that or take it out, but you can't do it.
A recent USA Today CNN Gallup poll shows that 70% of Americans favor the display of the Ten Commandments in public buildings. For Bartow County Chairman Eddie Elder, it's only a matter of time until displays like the one in his courthouse become legal.
It may not be this particular case, but somewhere within the next few years, there will be laws made in this country that will say you are allowed to hang those Ten Commandments in any public building.
On Monday, caravan organizers rallied outside the U.S. Supreme Court. They say they delivered a petition with over 300,000 signatures, urging the High Court to hear the appeal of suspended Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. Judge Moore wants the Ten Commandment monument restored to the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilluto in Atlanta.